today's Friday, sir. Now we're going to start over. Today is December 11th, 1997, at the Richardson Health Center. I am Brother Placid Gross, and we're going to talk to Eva Michel Bear. And she was born in, when were you born? July?
July the 25th, 1901.
At Richardson?
Yeah, at the farm.
Okay, then you got married to Peter Bear.
Yeah.
When did you get married?
October 14th, 1919.
Okay, and what was your father's name?
Ferdinand Michel.
And your mother's maiden name?
Susan Foster Michel.
Foster Michel. Was your father born in this country?
I don't think so, as far as I know.
He came from Russia, right?
Yeah. They were married over there.
Well, your parents were married over in Russia.
Yeah.
Do you know your grandfather, your father's parents?
Well, I didn't know him, but his name was Sebastian Michel.
Oh, and the grandma's name?
Well, he was married to three wives.
Oh.
Now, I don't know how they all died, but there was one was a gardener, as far as I know, and the last one was a yokum.
Last one was a yokum.
Mm-hmm.
And your father's the real mother? You're not sure which one it was?
No, I'm not sure. He had three wives. I'm not sure.
We were talking about the grandpa, right? The grandpa had three wives, or your father?
Yeah, my grandpa.
Your grandpa.
Michel had three wives, as far as I know.
Okay, but he died in Russia, I think, huh?
Grandpa?
Grandpa Michel.
No, he had cancer and he died. I think he died in Richmond, but he got sick in Kansas, and my dad went down and got him.
Oh. What was he doing down in Kansas?
Well, I don't know. His wife had some kind of, I guess they tipped the buggy over. His wife broke her leg, and then he took her to another country. Thought she would get better.
Well, you said in Kansas?
Yeah.
Were they living in Kansas?
Yeah, I don't know how come, but they lived.
They came from Russia to Kansas.
They come Russia from here to here, from Richmond.
Well, how did they get to Kansas?
I don't know how he got to Kansas.
Maybe they went to Kansas first.
Huh?
Maybe they went to Kansas first. Maybe went from Russia to Kansas and then up to here.
Might all be, I'm not sure.
Okay, what about your mother, she was a Forster.
Yeah, she was a Forster. Her parents lived up there beside church, the one that tore it down.
Oh?
The Abbey bought that.
Yeah.
And that's where they lived, Forsters.
The house that was real close to the church?
Yes,
That was a stone house, huh?
Yeah, Yeah, there's some kind of steps on each side where the house kind of, I guess, split or something. So everybody's fall over.
What was your mother's first name? Did we say that already? Your mother's first name, was it?
Susanna.
Susanna Forster.
Yeah.
Okay, now your grandparents, Susanna's parents.
Oh.
What was their names?
Yeah.
Ferdinand?
Yeah, Jacob.
Jacob Forster.
And her name was Fried, I guess.
Frieda?
Fries.
Her last name was Fries.
Fries, yes.
Do you know her first name? Grandma's first name?
Mary Eve, they call her.
Mary Eve.
Mary Eve.
Do you know what village they came from in Russia?
Not sure. It was Katerina Stoll or something like that.
Yeah,
Kolzero?
Uh-huh. There is a Kolzero, that's right. Sounds right. And what did you do all your life? What work did you do?
Farms. Had little of everything. Had a few sheep, cattle, few horses, pigs.
Did you have turkeys?
Oh yeah, had a lot of turkeys. Not many geese. I couldn't raise geese. I don't know why.
Oh.
We had ducks and turkeys and chickens.
Do you know, did your mother ever talk about the old country?
Oh yeah. They all had to go out in the field and they took a kettle of soup along out and they ate all from that soup.
Oh.
They had to work in the fields too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. The women worked in the field too, didn't they?
Yeah, they all. They cut the grain by side, and then they made a rope from the grain to tie them bundles.
What other work did your mother do over in Russia?
I guess just help out in the field.
Did she milk the cows?
In Russia or over here?
In Russia.
She never said nothing about that.
Your mother and dad were married in Russia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were adults already when they came over here.
They never had no children yet. The children were all born over.
Oh, they got married and then they left over there and came over here.
Yeah, they went with dad's parents. See, they come over and then they stayed by Foster's. He was from Russia too.
Oh, so your dad's parents came over here too?
Yeah. Yeah, both parents come over here. They said the ship rocked and a lot of them were seasick and they had to throw up and then everything went back and forth. So.
Do you know how long they were underwater?
No, I don't know. Must have been underwater a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. 2 weeks, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Did they?
See, they had them. My grandpa Michels, well, he married a young woman. And, well, then they had a child that was, you know, Adam Michel.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, she was like him. See, grandma was a young bride, and she didn't want to take care of that child. So my mother had to take care of her.
Oh, Grandpa Michel married a woman that had a child.
No, they had a child.
They had a child.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But she didn't want to take care of it?
No, it was just a young bride. And
oh.
So my mother had to take care of it.
Oh, okay. Let's see. You don't know anything else about the ship coming over, huh?
Well, he talked about them sharks, I guess that.
Sharks?
Them great big fish.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they come against the shark or the ship that's afraid by the...
Yeah, maybe a whale.
That's what I mean. Uh-huh.
A whale. Oh, did your father ever talk about the old country? Did
no.
he say anything?
No.
Did your parents start to talk English over here? Or did they never learn English?
Yeah, mother didn't know too much. Father could talk pretty good. He learned by himself. He says when they looked for some horses, then they wrote a name on a piece of paper looking for some horses. They couldn't talk English, so they gave him the paper.
Oh. Oh. Did they talk about the church in Russia, what the church was like?
No.
Don't remember that.
No, not that I remember. But they had church over here in the schoolhouses. And once she said that there were some firebugs. You know them.
Firebugs, yeah.
And then they thought the Indians were coming.
Oh,
then they rode around and told all the people they go together and the wagons and also went. So they could protect themselves. And they were just firebugs.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did your mother get homesick for Russia?
No, I don't think so. She was so busy all the time, I guess.
She did not have time to get homesick.
No, I guess not.
Because her parents were over here too. Your mother's parents were over here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How about your mother's brothers and sisters? Were they all over here?
Yeah, as far as I know.
And your dad's brothers and sisters, were they over here?
I guess they must have come along over.
You think they all came over, your dad's brothers and sisters?
Uh-huh.
That was the missions.
Yeah.
Did they ever get letters from the old country?
No.
No. So they didn't have any relatives over here if they didn't get any letters?
No.
Well, did you get the newspapers over here? Did you get German newspapers?
Well, they got that from the Everyday Herald.
Oh,
Volksfreund.
Volksfreund. Der Volksfreund. That was printed at the Abbey, huh?
Yeah. Dad, I guess he learned himself to read German.
Oh. Do you know any German poems in German? Any poems or?
Was meinst du?
Do you know something like Johannes ist in der Brunne gefallen, ich habe eine Herre Blumpe, ich habe gemeint, er ist so ein großer Mann, und jetzt ist so ein kleiner Stumpel?
No.
Don't know anything like that.
My mother used to sing a baby song, but I forgot it. It was Hubba Hubba Roast, that Hubba Angus, Lotta Fulls Kindlup.
Hubba Hubba Roast, and Badestede Schloss?
That Hubba Angus, Lotta Fulldrup.
Fulls Kindlup, Schlotta Kindlup.
Something like that.
You don't remember that one, huh? Did you talk German to your children? Did your children learn German?
Yeah, they were kind of stuttering about it, but they all can talk a little bit.
But when they were little, they could, huh? When the kids were at home,
yeah,
they talked German.
Uh-huh.
Did your parents talk Russian?
Oh, we had the Russian, two Russian hired men, and they could talk to them.
Oh, so your parents could talk Russian
too? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Talked some Russian and some German.
Yeah.
What kind of work did you have to do when you were little?
Oh, my God. Everything outside and inside. I run every machine that's on the farm.
You did?
Even the header.
Oh, you run the header.
Even my husband had to work in PWA, and there was more grain to barley or oats. And I told if he harnessed up the horses, I and the boys would cut it. So we cut that. By the time he got home, we had that cut.
Oh, good. Did you wear pants when you went out to work, or did you wear a dress?
Only pants. Yeah.
Did you milk the cows by hand?
Oh yes, all the time. We never had no milk machine.
No. When you were little, you had to milk too. When you were a little kid.
Oh yeah.
You probably started milking what, when you were 6 years old, huh?
Oh yeah, I guess so.
Or 8 years old.
Yeah, I know. We had a cow. She had such a big udder. You put the pail under it, and it was put her in the pail. I kneel down and milk her.
Well, what, when you were little, what work did you like to do?
I liked to ride the horse.
Really? You rode the horse?
Oh, yeah. I take care of the cows.
Did you have a saddle?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The horse name was Fanny.
Fanny?
Fanny.
There was an English name, huh? There was not a German name.
I don't know. Her name was Fanny.
What work did you not like to do?
I didn't like to stack the haystack. It was all sweet clover. And he rolled it down with the ropes and they all bundled up. And I had to tear that apart. By the time I had that part, he come with another load. That was the hardest work I ever done.
Stacking the sweet clover hay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be hard work.
It was hard work. It's the hardest I ever done.
How old were you then?
Oh, well, I was married already.
Oh, you were married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Did you go to school when you were little?
Well, we went to Springvale School.
Springvale?
Uh-huh. Out where Paul lives.
Oh.
A mile from Paul's place.
So how long did you go to school? How many years?
I only went to the fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
I had to stay home when mother washed. And when they hauled hay to make their way from the upstairs to get pictures in.
How about your other brothers and sisters? Did they go to school?
Yeah. Well, they didn't go to school too long either, till about 16 or so.
16. Uh-huh. Were you the oldest in the family?
No, no. I had Mary Beam was the oldest.
Mary Beam.
Uh-huh.
So you had to, so the older ones had to stay home too to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your school, were they all Germans or were there other people in your school?
Well, mostly Germans.
Did you talk German in school?
Well.
Or did.
Sometimes not.
Were you punished if you talked English?
No, no.
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 Did you walk to school, or how did you go to school?
Well, we had a horse in the winter time we drove, and he got back home again when we left him go. His name was Jack.
Jack?
Mm-hmm.
You drove with one horse?
Uh-huh.
And then you let the horse run home?
Mm-hmm.
So your dad could use the horse at home, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he was a gentle horse. When they had a bronco or something that broke in to drive, they had it with old Jack.
Oh.
Tied them on to him.
Well, then the afternoon when you went home, you did not have a horse to go home.
Sometimes we got a ride with the neighbors. They drove.
Oh. How far was it to school?
Oh, about a mile, I guess.
About a mile. What kind of teachers did you have?
Oh, we had, I remember one man, his name was Hesper.
Hespert?
Hespert. I think Ed was his name.
Edwin? Was he a good teacher?
My dad didn't like him. He shoot with them. Spitballs.
Spitballs.
And
he would shoot the kids.
Kids.
He would shoot the kids with spitballs. With a rubber band.
Yeah.
Oh.
And my son was pretty good educated already. And they had arithmetic. So my son made it and teacher couldn't make it. So then the teacher said, well, yours must be right.
Oh. So the son, your son knew more than the teacher?
Well, I guess he
did the arithmetic. Where did the teachers board?
Well, we had quite a few of them.
At your house?
Mm-hmm.
You had quite a few that stayed at your house?
Yeah.
Do you have men teachers or women mostly?
Well, just that one man that I know, uh-huh. Hesbert.
Where did the teachers come from?
Well, I think they lived in town here.
I mean, were they Germans or were they English? English?
I guess they were English.
English allied. English.
English, yeah.
How about church? Did you go to church a lot?
Well, Sundays to went to church.
Did you have church at home? Did you?
No, neighbors, I guess, they used to go together.
Oh, did you pray at home when you were little?
Sure, we always prayed before we ate. Night prayers.
And you prayed before you went to bed, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you went to church when you were little, was the church in German?
Latin, I guess.
Latin.
Latin.
The mass would be in Latin, yeah. And the sermon would be in German. Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, when the church switched to English, was that hard on you, or did you like that? When they switched from Latin to English?
Of course we liked it, but my parents, I guess, they never said nothing.
Oh.
Well, my parents probably weren't alive nor were when it went into English.
No, maybe they were not alive anymore.
I don't think
but
so.
But do you remember when Father Gregory preached in German?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Could you understand him when he preached in German?
Oh, yeah.
He was a different German, but you understood him. when somebody died in your family, where did you have the body? Was that in the funeral home, or was the body?
It was, well, they usually had it in the house, I think. I know Rixons had their child in the house. I don't think that they had it in a funeral.
No, I think they had it in the house.
Then I guess they took him to church. After a couple of days or so.
Do you still have any old things that your parents brought from Russia, that your
no.
mother brought from Russia? Dishes or blankets or?
No, I don't think so. She had a set of blue dishes, blue dishes. But if she got them from Russia, I don't know.
Oh. You don't know where those dishes are now, huh?
No. I know my daughter had some, and she's in Alabama now, where Grandma gave her.
Oh. How did you celebrate Christmas when you were little?
Well, it was Grishkind.
Grishkind was called.
Yeah. And they had a fur coat on, and the Pilsner come with a chain.
Pilsner.
Yeah.
What did the Pilsner do with the chain?
Well, they scared the kids.
Scared them good.
Yeah.
Did he come into the house too sometimes?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Kids got scared.
Uh-huh.
A fur coat on, and had a chain, and come in. Kids, are you good?
Now, when you were married and you had children, did you have the Pilsner too?
No, no.
What do you think of that Pilsner? Was that a good thing or was that?
I don't think it scared the kids too much, I think.
That was not too good, huh?
No, I don't think so.
What about the Grishkind?
Come with a white sheet, I guess, or something like that. She. It was Grishkind.
What did the Grishkind bring you?
Well, a few nuts, a few candy. Maybe apple and orange.
Did you get any gifts when you were little?
No.
Did you, any toys?
No. Oh, I guess they had the doll. And I get a shoebox and we hung that on the wall.
You hung the doll on the wall? That was so nice?
Why, sure, it was nice. It would break if you wouldn't take care.
Oh, so you didn't even play with it?
No, I couldn't look at it.
Just look at it. So you did not get many gifts when you were little?
Or beads going around. And the chain broke, and the beads were gone.
What did the boys get from the beds, from the Grishkind?
Maybe shoes, a stocking, or...
Shoes?
Or... Shoes.
Clothing, huh? Clothes.
Mm-hmm.
What about how did you celebrate Easter when you were young?
Well, they bake they ate a lot. They had good food. Maybe potatoes and a ham and donuts, schneeball.
Snowballs. Did you have Easter eggs?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. They made with the onion peel and the color.
Okay, made the color with onion peels. Did they have other colors too, or only the onion peel?
No, they didn't.
So you don't get red colors. You don't get nice colors from the onion peel, do you?
No, just kind of yellow.
Oh. yellow or brown, something like that. Kind of spotted or shaggy.
Well, there was coffee and then they got, then they have a nest to put the eggs in. The kids probably got some candy or stuff.
The kids made a nest?
Yeah, oh yeah, for the Easter rabbit to come.
Oh. But the Easter rabbit came and laid some eggs.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun, huh?
I guess so.
And when you got married, what kind of a wedding did you have?
Oh, just a house. In a house, out by the farm. Because his brothers died that year in the flu. And they didn't want no dance or anything. Of course, they wouldn't have no room to dance, neither. That was in the house where Paul Bear lived.
Oh. It was the old stone house.
Yes,
You came to Richardson to church.
Yes.
How did you drive to church?
Oh. We had old Ford.
Oh, you had a car then already?
Yeah. Ford.
Mm-hmm. Then you went home to Ball, to the Bear place?
Yeah.
And then you had a dinner there?
Yeah.
You ate there?
Oh, well, we ate. Yeah.
Uh-huh. How come you went to his place and not to your place?
I don't know. Well, that was our place that time. My husband. Oh.
Was it the Forster place?
Huh?
No, I thought you went to your husband's house, to your parents' house.
No, he lives out on holiday.
Or your husband lived at Halliday before?
Yeah.
Oh, so you went to your place?
Yes.
To where your mother lived?
Yes.
I see. And then, how come you lived at your place then? I mean, after you got married, you and your husband?
Well, my husband bought that place.
Oh, he bought it from your folks?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And then you lived in that stone house?
Yes.
All your life?
Yeah.
Was that a good?
I guess I was about 6 years old when they built the house. I don't remember so much about it, but I know that they built it.
Is that house still standing?
Yes, that is still standing.
Do you, did you like that stone house?
Oh, yeah. It was a big house. Had upstairs and basement.
Was it warm or was it cold?
It was cold.
Cold.
Oh, the summertime it was cool.
You did not have a furnace in there right away, huh? Did you have a furnace in the basement?
Yeah. No. No, I can't remember what they heated it with. I guess they just heated with some kind of stove.
You just had a stove in the middle of the room, I think, huh? In the middle of the stove.
Yeah. Dining room.
Yeah, the dining room.
Uh-huh.
What did you burn in the stove?
Well, hey, coal.
Coal, you too.
I had to get coal.
Had to go somewhere and haul coal, huh?
Yeah.
So when you got married, you did not have a 3-day wedding, huh?
Oh no.
No, some people had a 3-day wedding.
No, we didn't. No.
You said your husband lived at Halliday?
Right.
Before he got married.
Oh, about half a mile from west of the big flat.
Half a mile west of the big flat.
Uh-huh.
Which church did they go to?
St. Martin's.
Oh, they went to St. Martin's.
Uh-huh.
So are his parents, the Bear grandparents, are they buried at St. Martin's?
My husband's parents are buried out there, and the brothers, they died in the flu.
Oh, three brothers died in the flu.
3 days. They died.
Oh my.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Do you know how old they were when they died? Were they grown up already or little?
No, they were all pretty well grown up. One was married, Paul Bear.
Hmm.
And then was Nick and Nick, Tom.
Nick and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And they're buried at St. Martin's.
Yeah.
Well, when you got married, did you have a bridesmaid?
Oh, yeah. It was my sister and his sister. Was two bridesmaids.
Oh, what was your sister's name?
His sister.
No, your sister.
Anna.
Anna.
She married Ray Brown.
Married Ray Brown. And his sister?
She married Carl Heinert.
Carl Heinert.
Yep.
Oh.
They're all gone already.
What about the best man?
We didn't have no best man.
Erfurt.
No. No, we just had two best men.
Oh? Could you do that? Did they let you get by with that?
Huh?
Did they let you get by with just bridesmaids without
I
the best man?
Mm-hmm. No. Because it was just a plain wedding.
What kind of food did you have at the wedding?
Oh, we had chicken noodle soup. And his mother was blind already, so we took some soup out to her on the wedding day.
She couldn't come to the wedding?
No, she didn't come to the wedding.
No. Then besides the chicken noodle soup, what did you have?
Oh, I guess potato salad.
Potato salad. Chicken? Did you eat chicken too?
I'm sure they had chicken to make the soup.
Did you have a wedding cake?
No.
No. Not. That was not the style, huh?
No, not there yet.
How about schnapps? Did you have Hochzeit schnapps?
I guess they must have. I wouldn't know that.
Don't remember that. What kind of a dress did you have?
A white one, silk.
Have you still got it?
No, I had it for a long time. And I dyed it and made, nightgowns for the little kids.
Oh, you dyed it and made nightgowns?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what the heck. Well, how could you dye that? How did you do that?
Oh, we got dye.
Well, you could buy it.
Uh-huh.
What color did you make this?
Light blue.
Light blue. Well, that was a nice color.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if your husband lived out by Dodge, how did you ever find him?
Well, that was the Kubel.
Oh, they were Kubel?
Yeah, you know, my mother and his sister married a foster. My mother was a foster, and his sister married a foster. So it was my uncle and aunt. Well, they thought I couldn't work good, so I guess they needed somebody to work and take care of the mother.
So how long did you know him before you got married?
From July to October. Well, I knew before, but I just seen him, but we never.
Was that long enough?
Must have been.
It worked out.
It worked, yeah.
Well, then after you were married, where did you?
We lived by his folks in the house for a few months, I guess, and then they moved a little house there, and it had a kitchen and a front room and a bedroom. That's where we lived and for a couple of years.
Oh, out by St. Martin's, out there?
By Holiday.
By Holiday? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then your husband bought your dad's farm, and then you moved.
Moved here. That was a couple of years after.
And did you, what did you get? Did your dad give you something when you got married? Did you get cows from your dad?
Yeah, two horses, two cows, table, and bed, and chairs.
Wow.
And washboard.
For the with the hand,
yeah.
The hand washboard.
Yeah.
Did you, but you got two horses too?
Two horses, two cows.
Oh. So you, usually the men get the horses.
Oh my God. Well, I guess I worked enough there, so they gave me some.
Well, that was nice.
Two black horses.
Black horses. What was their names? Do you know their names?
No. One was Kate.
Case?
Kate.
Kate.
Uh-huh.
Kate. Must have been a lady.
The other one, I don't. Yeah, they were a few females.
There were two female horses. What kind of German food did you eat? Did you make?
Riebelmilchsoup.
Riebelmilchsoup. Oh, I don't even know what that is.
That's milk soup with them little Riebels in there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just made by hand like that.
Did you make borscht?
Oh, yeah.
What do you put into the borscht?
And cabbage and beets and carrots and potatoes and tomatoes and a little cream.
Cream. Did you make halupsi? Halupsi?
Well, now what do you mean? I made rice.
Yeah, that's cabbage.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Cabbage and you wrap the rice into it?
Raisins.
Raisins?
Raisin rice.
Oh.
And then you put it in a casserole and put some sugar on, salt and water, butter, put it in the oven.
Did you make placenta?
Yeah, not too often. I did, but not my mother.
Oh. Placenta are good.
Yeah.
Do you bake kuchen? Do you know how to bake kuchen?
Yeah, my mother made kuchen. Sugar kuchen.
Sugar kuchen. Did you have music in your family? Did anybody play the accordion or the guitar or violin?
No, they didn't have the music. Oh, they had. Mouth organ, I think.
Organ.
Mouth organ.
Mouth organ.
Mm-hmm.
Mouth duty.
Yeah.
Did you sing? At home? Did you sing in your family?
Not too. Oh, when we milked the cows, my sister sang.
Oh.
When you had them in the barn.
Yeah. You would sing German songs then, huh?
No.
Well, can you still sing?
No.
No. Do you know the words? Do you know the names of any songs that you sang?
No.
When you were little?
No.
No. And you did not dance either. You did not dance.
Oh, me once in a while, me. Not too much.
Did your parents dance?
No, they couldn't dance.
No. Did you play any games at home? Let's say in the winter time when it was.
Oh, we ate a lot of sunflowers.
You ate sunflowers?
Yeah. And we played checkerboards.
Checkerboard. What kind of games did you play in school?
Andy over.
Over the.
Over the schoolhouse.
The schoolhouse? Oh, I thought maybe the barn.
No,
over the schoolhouse. Did you break the windows too in the school?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I remember the games in the over. Checkers. Do you play cards at home?
Yeah.
What kind of games did you play?
Old maids.
What?
Old maids.
Old maids.
And I don't know, something like a pig or something. I don't know what that was. You held your nose. I don't know what that is. What that was.
What did you do if somebody got sick at home?
Oh, they had Gumpfschmier.
Gumpfschmier?
Liniment.
Liniment.
Uh-huh. Steamed them.
Steamed them? And do the lungs, huh?
Uh-huh.
Did you, were you able to go to the doctor when you were young? Was there a doctor?
No, I
no. You didn't go to a doctor too much.
No.
What did you do if you stepped into a nail? Or you cut yourself?
Soak it in water.
Did you have Brauche? Do you know what Brauche is?
No, not really.
When they pray over you?
Oh, no.
A lady would pray over you and put their hands on you? And